Our Capitol conversation this week with Representative Joe Schumacher. Tax conformity taken up on the House floor. Pretty much a unanimous deal on the House floor this week.
It absolutely was unanimous when we did the final passage, which was why it's so disappointing to see that we couldn't have gotten this done earlier. So when people went to file their taxes immediately this year, that they could have had this in front of them sooner instead of having to file amended tax returns later this year, which is why I'm hoping the Senate will also take this up very soon and get with it too. But some of the highlights that we had from that basically comes off of the fiscal cliff discussions and some of the tax changes that they made there. And we're just conforming to those to make sure that the deductions at the federal level are equal to what we have at the state level as well. And so things like extending the tuition tax deduction and making sure that teachers in the classroom can buy things for the classroom and have that as a deduction as well. And then some changes and enhancements to the IRA distribution. If someone wants to take some of their retirement funds and donate that to a charity, we allow for some tax incentives there. We did have a few amendments that weren't able to get attached onto the bill. We wanted to have some marriage recognition in the tax bill, and so that people who are married aren't being penalized for being married in our tax code. That failed, unfortunately. We also wanted to make sure that any cost to the state from these tax deductions wasn't going to be taken from the funds that the school districts were going to get back in surplus funds from the school shift, and unfortunately, that was failed as well. And so hopefully, through the process yet, it still has to go through the Senate. Maybe we can get those measures on there to make sure that the school children in the state aren't paying for the tax deductions for retirement benefits and those sorts of things as we move forward. And so I look forward to having this bill come back from conference committee once the Senate takes it up and get some tax relief to the people of Minnesota.
It was kind of touch and go for a while because not so much here at the state level, but for a while we didn't really know what the federal government was going to do with that fiscal cliff and that whole issue.
Absolutely, and that I think the result of it really was just kicking the can down the road even more. And we're going to hear more discussions about that in the next couple of weeks. But at the state level, we're trying our best to get the job done and move forward in a way that is best for the people of Minnesota. And we're not always going to agree on what avenue is the best, but we definitely are doing a much better job than what they're doing in Washington with all of this.
All right, our Capitol conversation with Representative Joe Schumacher, Jim Grieve from the Capitol in St. Paul.